Brooke Bhatit is an out-of-work carpenter. Struggling with unemployment and addiction, he has relied on assistance for the majority of his life, like a meal here at the Trenton Soup Kitchen in New Jersey. Bhatit is concerned about talk in Washington, D.C. over slashing spending on benefits called safety net programs, assistance for the growing population of Americans designated as poor and low income.
Money has gone to protect our country. That's understandable. But, you know, we're dealing with American citizens here. There's going to be a serious cost to this in terms of lives, and there's just going to be more people on the street. I've seen it myself firsthand. I mean, people that you would not expect to be homeless around, you know, they're out there.
Like many other major American cities, Trenton, New Jersey is getting hit on three sides: high unemployment, an increase in the cost of food, and decrease in social services. And that means more people are looking for help.
According to a survey of mayors from 29 American cities out Thursday, they've seen a 15.5% average increase in requests for emergency food assistance, and one in four people who are in need were not able to get it. Dennis McCaw used to manage those federal safety net programs for Mercer County in New Jersey. He now runs the Trenton Soup Kitchen.
Not only have we seen a large increase, we're up about 10% in our numbers, but our demographic has changed. It's actually expanded. Traditionally, we were known as an organization that provided services to homeless people and to low-income working people. That demographic has changed now. We have more young families with children coming in.
So with the shrinking middle class and possible further cuts around the corner, McKay's Kitchen and those like them are only going to become more crowded, forcing them to do more with less. Scott Heidler, Al Jazeera, Trenton, New Jersey.